Here.
Senator Jackson.
Here.
Senator Tropila. Senator Edmonds. Thank
here.
You. Senator Edmonds. Senator, all right, excuse me, Representative Edmonds.
Here.
Representative Hansen. Representative Barrett. Thank you.
Okay, obviously, we're here today to discuss the additional amendments to House Bill 258. Representative Edmonds, would you like to explain the amendment for us?
Yeah, I'll explain just as briefly. The original bill was intended to allow a constituent of mine that owns a guest ranch where they take people horseback riding and that sort of thing to be able to serve food if someone wants to go horseback riding but doesn't stay overnight. So the example I gave was if my parents came to town and stayed in this guest ranch and then I went out the next day to horseback ride with them, they could feed my parents or couldn't feed me legally. So they're trying to be within the law. So they asked me to bring this bill forward. So I agreed to, and when the original bill was too broad, when all we said was recreational activity, people were concerned that people in the restaurant industry were concerned that would allow a guest ranch to become a full-fledged restaurant without having to go through any of the hoops that restaurants have to go through for sanitary things and all that. So we tried to narrow it down, and then when we got to the House floor, we had people stand up and say, well, this doesn't include this activity like snowmobiling or that activity. So the amendments to concur did not pass. So here we are today trying to make this include everything that we could come up with, plus make sure that they couldn't become a full-fledged restaurant. And Representative Barrett wrote a bill this had a bill written and then or this amendment written. He brought it to me this morning. I looked it over. I added a few words like but not limited to, because I think that'll solve the problem if somebody comes up with something else. Like, for instance, we don't have cross-country skiing in here. That's we just can't include every single recreational activity that someone might come up with. So I think but not limited to handles that and takes care of it, and it basically becomes all-inclusive for things that a guest ranch might do, but it also addresses the concerns of the restaurant industry that they can't be a restaurant and serve people just coming out just to eat. So.
Yeah, I should step back. Is it inferred that we've moved the amendment, or do we have to formally move the amendment?
We have not moved. We're looking at the amendment now. Well, I don't think we've moved the amendment. We were discussing the amendment.
Should we move the amendment and then open up for further discussion? Does someone want to move the amendment? Okay, do I hear a motion to move House Bill 258?
Hey, Madam Chair, I move House Bill 258 to pass. I also move the amendment to House Bill 258 to pass.
Thank you. And now, for the discussion on the amendment.
Number HB 025802.ABC.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, without objection, can I ask a question of Mr. Griffin?
No.
Mr. Griffin?
No objection.
Yes. I'm just curious if you have seen the amendment, and I know the group that you represent. Is your group comfortable with the amendment as it is written now, Madam Chair?
Madam Chair and Senator Tropila, I have seen the amendment, and I think it gets us where we need to be in terms of you know, if they want to get into the catering business, if they want to do weddings, they need to have a commercially inspected kitchen and facility just like any other restaurant does. So does that answer your
question? So, Madam Chair, Mr. Griffin, the amendment works for you and the group that you represent?
Madam Chair and Senator Tropila, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any further questions or discussions on the amendment? Before I ask a question on the amendment, my county health board concurs in the amendment. They were concerned about the opportunity for a dude ranch to be serving commercial size meals without certification. And so this, as I understand it, enables the dude ranch to serve the meals incidental to the activity, which I appreciate that language. It does not eliminate the opportunity for them to hire a caterer and bring in and host a wedding reception if they hire a caterer or have a certified kitchen. So Are we ready to ask a question on the amendment?
Madam Chair, could I just give one clarification too to the committee? If you will look at number two, which is page 4, line 22, I want to make sure that you're clear on why we did that. That if you go down to that section, they define guest ranch. And before that, laundry list of things like hiking, working cattle, et cetera, was the same as what we had put above. And so I in order to keep that internal symmetry, that's why we've added hiking, fishing, biking, snowmobiling, and also recreational activities that include or but not limited to, just because the definition of guest ranch should have this encompass the same activities that we're saying they can do above.
Absolutely.
And so that's why that's there.
Continuity clause. Any further discussion on the amendment? Senator Hila?
Madam Chair, just one final question of Representative Edmonds. Mr. Chair, Representative Edmonds, are you comfortable with this amendment? Since I know it was your bill, I want to know if you were comfortable with the way it is in front of us right now.
Madam Chair. I think it accomplishes what we're trying to accomplish. It's not stepping on any toes. We got the buy-off on these guys that were part of this from the get-go. And so I think it solves my constituents' problems, and it keeps from stepping on the toes of restaurants. So I'd say that it does.
Question.
Okay, the question's been called on the amendment to House Bill 258. I think we can just take a voice vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Do we need to vote concur on that?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 258 as amended.
Okay, the motion now is before us to concur House Bill 258 as amended, Amendment HB 025802.ABC. Any discussion on the bill as amended?
Question.
Question's been called on the amended House Bill 258. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Senator Zach, what happened
to this now? Does it go back one house forward or just go to the governor?
What?
I think it has to go back
what
we voted on.
Nice, Chris. I know you're busy.
I think I said this now.
No, it was
House Amendment.
We were doing it today. It was okay. I thought we were going to have
to do
something about it.
Nice, Chris. I know you're busy.
I think I said this now. No, it was. We were doing it today. It was okay. I thought we were going to have